We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Monday, March 9th, 2026. Yesterday was International Women's Day, a day recognizing the achievements of women around the world. One notable Illinois alum, Maudell Tanner Bosfield, became the first Black woman to graduate from the University of Illinois. Bosfield graduated with honors 3 years later with degrees in astronomy and mathematics. After that, she earned her master's degree in education at the University of Chicago. In 1926, Bosfield became the principal of Keith Elementary School. This made her the first African-American principal in the Chicago Public Schools District. Bosfield continued to fight racial injustice within the education system until she died in 1971. If her name sounds familiar, it's because in 2013, the university honored her name by naming a residence hall after her. Outside of Illinois, at the 2026 Winter Olympics in Milan, Cortina, women helped power Team USA to one of its stronger Winter Olympic performances ever, with American figure skater Alyssa Liu making history by becoming the first U.S. woman in more than two decades to win Olympic gold in women's figure skating. Meanwhile, around the globe, women are continuing to demand change. In Brazil yesterday afternoon, marches in Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana neighborhood rallied against rising violence, fueled by the alleged assault of a 17-year-old. Activists called for the defense of women's lives and an end to femicide and stronger protections for women nationwide. International Women's Day highlights the accomplishments and the ongoing struggle for equality and safety, reminding us that the fight for gender equality continues. Here's your look at this week's weather for Champaign-Urbana from the National Weather Service. Today, sunshine sticks around with a high near 72 degrees. It'll be a little breezy with south-southwest winds around 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts up to about 24. So it's a great day to get outside if you don't mind a bit of wind. Tonight, skies turn partly cloudy and temperatures stay mild with a low around 58. Tomorrow, things will warm up even more. We're looking at a high near 78 with partly sunny skies for most of the day. There's about a 40% chance of showers starting in the early afternoon with a chance of thunderstorms developing later in the day. Tomorrow night, rain becomes much more likely. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm are expected with a 100% chance of rain. Rainfall totals could reach between 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch overnight, causing temperatures to fall to around 50 degrees. By Wednesday, the rain continues through the day with showers and possible thunderstorms in the morning, and steadier rain likely by the afternoon. It will be breezy with winds shifting northwest later in the day, and the high reaches about 63 degrees. Wednesday night, the clouds will stick around and temperatures will drop sharply to around 32 degrees. Thursday, the sunshine returns and it'll be much cooler with a high near 47 degrees, followed by a mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low around 39 degrees. So enjoy the warm start to the week while it lasts, because the midweek brings the rain and a pretty noticeable cool down. Lastly, Champaign-Urbana Ag Tech Week kicks off today, returning for a seventh year to celebrate and highlight innovations in agriculture technology. The week contains a slew of events from a number of different hosts, including the university, Parkland College, and other members involved in agriculture and the ag tech industry. Events continue through today until the 13th, with prior registration frequently required to attend. To view the schedule and register for events, visit cuagtechweek.com/events. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kyler Bowie, Kennedy Caldwell, Madison Magnus, and J.J. Grishnick Parsons. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.